Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Last week, we had Ricky on. We will not say Ricky's last name, although there's about 4 Rickys around this area that several people are texting. That's Ricky blank. I know that's Ricky blank. I don't know. I don't know real Ricky's last name. We won't say it, though, because you got to have some anonymity.
Rickys seem to stay Ricky. They don't go to Rick. It's the 2 different things.
Rick Schroeder.
But yeah. Well, that's the only one.
Rick Henderson. That doesn't sound right, does it? Like, you know, from the Oakland A's. others. Ricky Flair. I mean, turn it the other way.
Goodness.
So.
Saw Ricky Lake have a kid in the bathtub. Mm. That was wild.
It's a surprise if you don't.
She just got over there and laid the legs up on the side of the
laid the legs.
Was it clawfoot? Not the baby, the bathtub.
What a way to think and call a baby. He had a clawfoot.
He was born in a bathtub, so we named him Clawfoot. Man, if you missed that Von Erich movie, how was it?
Oh, my God.
All right,
God. Dang it. They talk about Chris.
Ricky, good morning.
Sorry. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Ricky, we're off. You were snickering at that, though, wasn't you, Ricky?
Just a little bit.
Okay, a little bit. You kissed my ass. That was pretty funny. Now, look, your issue here with this $1,000, you're going to give us... at first, I thought the update was going to be with said dude, the guy that you... We just, you know...
Ron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron. I'm going to say...
Ronnie.
The bet you didn't think was real, and then next thing you know, you have $1,000 cash in your mailbox
of
all things. You felt guilty about it because you didn't think it was a real bet. You were just drunk talking crap.
Exactly.
So what is the update?
So it's been a pretty stressful weekend. So basically after, so we spoke last Thursday, Thursday morning.
Yeah.
That evening, you know, I had to give him a call. I was had a lot of anxiety, so I gave him a call. And
did he know? Like did word get back to him or anything? I always wondered.
He had to have known because he put it in my mailbox. But you know, I gave him a call and he didn't answer the call, so I sent him a text, and he didn't answer the text. But I heard back Friday morning, and he told me that he was going to he's asking if I was going to go to his house this weekend because they're having they had some event. Mm-hmm. And I said yeah, so that's about as far as the conversation went. But Saturday night,
I appreciate the anonymity. I knew you're struggling with the words there, but an event, you can't say maybe exactly what it is because then the pieces are totally put together.
I mean, I'm just trying to get the facts here, but basically it was just our conversation, that's what it went. Like, so the whole time I didn't, but like we didn't talk all last week, so you'd see how you felt my pain last when we last spoke.
I didn't feel your pain, to be honest with you. I was thinking like you made the bet with the guy you thought was, I mean, you know, people look at these things as, why is that not a blessing? That's a blessing.
I couldn't get that lucky.
Hell no. And you over there feeling guilty about it, like my mama with the Whopper that time she got at Burger King. It was free, extra in the bag.
was like, when you give it to a homeless person, I don't want them to choke too. Wildest way of thinking in the world. But you did, I guess you have more ethics than I. You've felt very guilty for accepting the $1,000 in a bet you didn't feel was authentic and real.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Well, but let me tell you what happened during the weekend, though. So we went to the party. Me, when I say we, there's a girl I'm dating right now, and I didn't want to go alone, so I took her. So I was just mingling and, you know, hanging out with people. Like, the money didn't really occupy my mind. And I had the money in my jacket, you know, like ready to give it to him back. Damn. But, you know.
Like walking around with $1,000 in his hand.
Okay. No, it was in the 50s. It was in the 50s.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. It was an
envelope, a national envelope.
Yeah.
You scored that night?
But I mean, normally, like, I would go alone and go hang out with him the whole time. But, you know, it was just because I just felt nervous. I don't know.
Was it? Oh, I bet I know what the event was now. UFC fight.
Well, right? It doesn't matter because, you know,
he just rocked
a half hour into the party ended because an argument broke out between Ron and his wife. Yeah, but things got heated, like really, really. It wasn't like a family party type of argument. It was like things almost got thrown. Things got heated. And, you know,
in front of everybody.
Oh, man. And I mean, this is like 50, 60 people.
Good Lord. That is an event. Together.
I mean, as you can imagine,
almost a soiree.
It was pretty good. We were celebrating something. It was a pretty good event. There was a lot of family, a lot of friends, you know, like I told you last week, Ron's pretty well off.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing pretty well. So, but you know, I mean, regardless, this fight caused, made it awkward. The vibe wasn't too good anymore, so you know, we all left. Everybody left.
What a boring update this is. Other than, I mean, no offense to you. I was, you know, sometimes the updates aren't fireworks.
Well, all right, listen. So long story short, I called him the next day, and it turns out that, you know, what I suspected was true. The fight was about the money.
How?
You know? It was the wife like saying like use $1,000 more money to it makes sense. I didn't even think about that. We didn't even think about that. So, but he was like, you know, he stayed with it. He was just like, you know, I stand by my bets. That's how it always is. But I was like, no, like I can give you back the money. It doesn't matter. We were drunk. Yeah. You know, we were talking. We were drunk. I gave you back the money, but he wouldn't take the money back. Yeah. But then something happened that was so as far as the text that we talked about on Friday night, when the only thing he said was, are you going to be there the next day? But he also threw something in there. He said, okay, so let's do a double or nothing. It didn't really make any sense. I thought he was kidding.
For what, last night?
This is Friday night. When we were talking, when he sent me the text for his party, he said, well, let's do a double or nothing on the national championship. And I said, all right. Like, obviously, I was just, I thought it was a joke still.
Jesus, man.
So we do it. And he says, I will bet you that Michigan loses.
Right.
And it's double or nothing.
Wow. Are you BSing? Are you serious?
No. Listen, right hand to God.
Why is up there? Let me ask you this. Are you George Thurgood Jr.? Where's it right now? Oh, my God.
Isn't that the default kind of reaction? Like, hey, let me try to win this money back. They tell you, don't chase your losses. Some people do it anyway.
But so I mean, I haven't talked to him since.
I've never seen anybody try to get money back so much and nobody will take it.
It's only been a day. Like, national championship was last night. Michigan won.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, in my head while I'm watching the game, I'm not thinking about the bet whatsoever because, again, I thought we were just messing around.
Okay. Let me fast forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Did he text you during, after the game, before?
No. Just like last week.
So you think you're going to get another $1,000?
Wow. Oh,
I don't know. You know, last night was the game. This morning, it's, I don't know. There's nothing in my mailbox yet, so.
He's going to be watching it all day like a hawk.
You better go out there fast. It's going to be washing down the gully. I'm not going to say exactly where you are. It may not be raining there. But
his wife is going to get on his ass.
Are you kidding? Like, it's
and he said he's well off.
I mean,
You think she wouldn't care, but I guess she does.
Now, again, let this be known that, again, I have no intention of taking my best friend's money. I was going to give it back, and somehow another $1,000 ended up in my hands.
God bless, man.
You're the luckiest. You got a horseshoe up your back.
I know. When we go up to Two Kings, we should bring him with us. That's so wild. All right.
Why, don't you feel like you shouldn't bet with him anymore? Like,
bull crap. I know. Take every bet he throws your way.
Might end up with his house.
This guy's going to end up going to Vegas and, like, you know, getting his knuckles cracked because he's owing casinos money.
So, you know, we could keep going on and on about this, but I'm in this exact same spot I was last week when we spoke. So,
well, let's make this a weekly update till we get to like $50,000, and then we'll we'll sunset the bet. We'll be done with it. I mean, that's wild. But one thing a lot of people are texting about? Did you go with the gift card? Did you try to do that or?
No. I was going to give it.
You said it was a good idea.
I mean, but I was just thinking too. Like, if you open up your mailbox and you find $1,000 in an envelope, the person in the right mind would think, "What's this doing here?" And they would just like seal it back up and hold on to it.
Would you, when you got it, when you reached in there and pulled it out and saw what it was? This is what I'm thinking. I would look over both shoulders and then I would slide it into my pocket real fast, and I would be looking around like, "Is there any, you know, nondescript vehicle sitting here with someone with binoculars staring at me?"
Now, what church is this? This is a bunch of Bible tracts.
Printer dropped them off there. You keep us abreast of the situation, okay?
You definitely will do. Will do.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Did you hear about the Volusia County Sheriff? And this is in Florida.
I've heard of that.
Well, the situation in Florida with the 11-year-old kid.
Oh.
Yeah, who got perp walked publicly.
For the social media?
Yeah.
All right. You heard this, Paige?
Mm-mm.
All right. Fill those blanks in, fat boy. Because I don't want to. I've heard bits and pieces of that.
So this was in Florida. They found an 11-year-old kid who was making threats to shoot a middle school.
Yeah. I'm not laughing at that, by the way.
Good Lord.
He's got a funny text.
I just got a funny text. I'm sorry. That was bad placement. Damn you, Jeff.
He had a kill list that they found. The stuff was circulating on social media.
Jeff Saturday, former Indianapolis Colts.
So the sheriff caught wind of it, and it kind of got him to get a new policy going. So he took video of, I guess they call it perp walking. He put the kid in handcuffs, released the kid's mugshot.
Perp walking, I heard about from gangster rap. I never heard that prior to gangster
rap. Yeah, I don't know if that's like the actual.
Is that just what they, like, the ghetto bird is a helicopter?
Yeah.
I learned that from rap.
But that's just on camera, right? Like he's walking from the, I guess the cop car.
It's not a crip walk, though. That's different. And I can't do it. I'm too stiff in the legs. I can't do it. They glide across the floor doing that. I wish I could. I can never do the running man either. Yeah. I mean, whatever.
That would be hard to do now, the running man, for sure.
Yeah.
So they get the kid. They arrest him, put his mugshot out. And people are really divided on it. A lot of people are like, well, I'd say it's about half and half. People are like, you know what? Do it. If that stops somebody from shooting up a school, embarrass the kid, show him some consequence.
Like, even that shooting up a school, that's gangster rap.
Yeah.
Shoot him up. I mean.
And then other people say, look, he's an 11-year-old kid who's being publicly shamed, and his parents should be suing the sheriff.
You know, I have to.
Who is on the list?
Yeah, I guess classmates, maybe.
Like, oh, yeah. They should publish that.
Yeah, but there was a kill list and pictures of weapons. And
look.
At 11 years old.
Well.
But you got all that access to social media.
Back in my day, a guy that was wearing a sweater vest with no sleeves would come in and scream at you on the Jerry Springer show to get you fixed. But, look, one of the oldest laws of the land, and I think it's still a law, and I'm not going to test it and find out, but screaming fire in a theater, causing a ruckus, disturbing the peace, right?
Yep.
You telling me that the disturbance of putting something out there and one of the parents seeing it, you know, several hours later, or like, yeah, that should be, I'm not saying like send them to jail, but they're, maybe they work a deal with Zuckerberg and they take their Facebook away for like 5 years or so. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, how does that work? You know, they
make us a burner like they always have.
I don't think it's the worst thing, to be honest with you, especially if it's going to keep the kid from. But then again, I don't know what the kid had access to weapons-wise and how feasible it is for him to.
You have to take it serious because if you don't, and then, I mean, it's like, look back to the thing that happened several weeks ago that we all act like never happened, the Trump assassination attempt.
Yeah.
How many people sit there and said, well, we saw him walking around with a shotgun, or we sit there and watch this guy. You watched it? Like, you, I mean, not just spectators and
yeah. Is that like a little, I can't believe what I'm seeing type reaction? Now, obviously, you should say something, tell somebody, but you're kind of stunned in silence. Like, is that really a guy with a gun? And like, you just
I wouldn't just pull out my phone and start videoing and not say anything. But yet, there again, there was people on video saying to officers in security or whomever saying, hey, look at this guy. And there was a couple that just shrugged. So,
what we do, man?
If the world could get together and collectively say, what invention, if we could all get on a time machine together, everyone, Haitians, come on, everyone gets to go, and we're going to decide on what we get rid of in the past. Damn social media.
Like, oh, yeah, for sure. Damn. And the second one be the bike from Bruno.
That one for sure. Yeah. Maybe that one's third. But
you know, there's a quote from the sheriff that's riling people up, too. He said, since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising your kids.
Oh, wow. Now, listen, you sound like you from the Waltz territory with that.
He said, every time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there. And if I can do it, I'm going to perp walk your kid so that everybody can see what your kid's up to.
He needs to lose the attitude with it, though. I mean, he needs to pick his words a little bit better.
Yeah.
He sounded like that one that would make him wear pink. It would work. What was that guy? Sheriff Joe Brown?
No, he was in
judge.
He was in Arizona. I forgot his name.
But Sheriff Joe Brown. Oops, I'm a judge now.
Even if, because the kid said that he told the detectives that it was just a joke, but so? Who jokes about things like that? And
that's also what people say when they lose their nerve.
Yeah, you know.
Their escape.
Funny you mentioned about the sheriff's attitude, because I was looking to see if I could find audio about this particular story.
Oh, did you find it?
Not for this one. But this sheriff evidently has been, you know, covered in the news for the past 4 or 5 years. There are a ton of audio clips talking about other stuff.
Like what? Like other out of the box kind of discipline?
Well, just kind of like being, I guess, confrontational or kind of upfront. This was back in 2023. There was a group of neo-Nazis in Florida putting up anti-Semitic material in the community.
You don't get no commercials on this one.
And he commented on it.
They try to besmirch your character. They try to put death threats out on you, threaten you and your family. I wear that as a badge of honor because I, too, by these clown group, want to shut my big mouth and put a bullet in the back of my head. Go for it. You want to put surveillance on me 24 hours? Go for it. And the best of all, you're going to dox me? Go for it. I stand with my Jewish friends, and I'm honored to be on your hit list. It's an honor to be sought after by a bunch of punk thugs like you.
Jesus.
Boy, wow.
He's going after him, right?
You know, that's, I mean.
Wow. Like,
that, even that. Like, I'm honored that you hate me so much that you want. No.
Like, he's calling him out. This one might be a little more, I'd say, less serious, maybe a little more comedic. He was talking about prostitutes in the community.
Lord,
this is still
what
Michael
does he do with them? He's going to post a picture of their boobs on the internet.
Well, at this point, at this time, when this clip came out, he was chief of police for Daytona Beach.
Good Lord.
Here he is talking about the local Whoas.
He's a father. He's a married man. And normally what's out there on Ridgewood Avenue are these disease-infested prostitutes where you run the risk of getting robbed or whatever else you want to do when you think it's okay to bring your four-year-old kid along with you.
What?
No, they didn't say that here. I know he had his kid with him when he was trying to get a hooker.
You're going to have somebody watch your wallet.
Oh, my God.
It's like Frank Lucas told us he made the girls get naked in class.
God, yes, he told us that. Right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was on there.
Because we said, how do you make sure nobody stole from you? He said, they were naked, and I make them clap randomly whenever I wanted.
Make sure the money would fall out of them, literally.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This guy wanted to get our advice, mainly your advice. because I don't think I would have this disposition. I could be wrong. I've never had a son. I've only had a daughter.
As far as you know.
No, I know.
You have one you don't know of.
Well, they've not come after me for any money. So, yeah, there you go. Lil Matthew, if you're out there.
Ha!
Daddy loves you.
Chin up, boobs out, and watch for the shoe. All right. John is concerned about his son wanting to change careers. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You know what? Awesome.
Yeah, pretty good.
Really good.
Better than you.
You gotta explain to everyone. I don't want to pass judgment before I hear this from not calling you a horse, but I need to hear it from your mouth.
Yeah, well, you can call me a horse. I've been called worse.
I'll call you Wilbur then. Wilbur, tell us about your son and his career.
Well, so I thought he was going back to school to finish his welding degree because that's what he said he was going to do, and that's what I do. And yeah. But when I asked him point blank, are you going to finish on time? And he wouldn't answer me straight, and I guess I didn't think a lot of it. It's kind of how he is. And then I asked him again last week, and he said he was going back to school, but he's not going back to school for welding.
Now, let me pause you right there.
Yeah.
I also do not know. I know that this is what I know, and we've already said this to the audience, that you feel as though his new career choice is effeminate or maybe something to that degree. So I've already written down what I think it might be.
Oh, you're going to guess?
Yes. Paige, you have a guess of what he was going to be? A MIG-TIG guy, a big welder, mm-hmm. cool mask and everything.
Yeah.
But he's changed, and now Dad thinks it's, that's maybe, Dad, would the word sissy be okay to say?
Okay.
I mean, effeminate? I don't know. I don't know if I'd say sissy. I just don't think it's not work for a man. That's all.
All right. I wrote down what I think you might say, not what I would say.
What John
would say.
Play a little match game.
I guess.
You say what you say. I'm going to say what I said.
I'll be Gene Rayburn over here. You guys can guess.
I think.
Put that mic away.
No, I think maybe a nurse.
I put school teacher.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Not that I think it's effeminate, but I think a guy who is like a welder type is like, oh, you want to be a teacher?
Ooh.
That's a great career, though.
It is. You get summers off.
Admirable.
You can drink on the job.
You're needed.
John, is that correct? Are we either one of us right with that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe I'll redeem myself with birthdays later. Okay. What is it then?
He wants to be a baker. A baker.
Oh.
Not like a chef. No, he's not going to be like, you know, barbecue chef or even like a five-star, whatever chef. He wants to be a baker.
Michelin has some really good chefs, from what I understand.
Styling cakes is pretty hard to do.
I mean, they got good tires, too. But
they do.
I didn't know that was the same company until I looked it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that really is a Michelin book.
Yeah, but they're five-star, and Cracker Barrel five-star is far different from what I understand. I don't think that's effeminate. I mean, at all. Like, is he going to be like, when I think of a baker... I quickly think of a candlestick maker, to be quite honest.
Baker?
A baker, like, I don't know. I do.
I don't know any guys. I know a girl that does it. She's very hot, and she makes a lot of money. I don't know any guys that do it, but I can see how you think it might be a little frou-frou.
Well, look, I mean, it's a female. it's a female-dominated business, right?
Is it really?
I have no clue.
I feel like men stole that back from women. Like, it used to be Julia Child and some other lady that was on when I was a kid, you know, the Galloping Gourmet, or is that a man? But nevertheless, now it's all like, you got to be rude and crude and cuss a lot, like Gordon Ramsay, to really be taken seriously.
But, I mean, is that real or is that just TV?
I think it's just TV. Barefoot Contessa, she put her shoes on and went home. Let's see.
I mean, he's making good money. He would be making good money. I mean, I know from firsthand experience. And he's strong and he's good at it.
And he would be happy.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't seem to be happy, I guess. But I don't know why. I just don't understand. I just don't understand why not,
yeah.
I guess.
See, I'm looking at what the internet says are the six most famous bakers in the world. And one, two, three, four of them are men.
What?
Yep. Yeah. You got Elizabeth Faulkner, Lorraine Pascali, Paul Hollywood. That's his name, it says. Florian Ballinger from France is a guy. Cedric Grolet from France. And then Duff Goldman from freaking America.
And I've seen some of those cake-making competitions, and the cakes are very elaborate. So
isn't there one game show now to find out, is that cake? Like, you look at some kind of artsy-looking thing, and you try to, no, that's not a real cake. And then at the end, you go try to take a bite of it.
Is that a real show?
I thought it was. It might have been an SNL sketch. Nevertheless.
Do any of those four guys stand out to you as looking different, or
no,
maybe a different lifestyle they would live?
Or? No. I don't know where the sexuality you're leaning on right now is coming from. I don't see that at all.
I kind of see what Dad's saying here, like how he would maybe think that. But I don't know if he's going to make that money back. Be it, like, baking.
Oh, you
where would you even go?
I'm going to see what an average baker makes.
Where would he work?
In a bakery?
Yeah. These are all good questions.
In a bakery factory.
Where did that come from, though? Like, I'm going to ask, and this is not like, I don't know you. Were you and his mother, was he raised primarily by his wife or his mother?
No, I mean... Okay. I mean, we're both. His grandma.
Well, it's where the dominant parent, the child will kind of be accustomed to that. And that's what they end up, you know.
The wives do raise men later on.
Well, again, that's one thing we rely on. But
when I think of a bakery, I think of the grocery store. And then he's going to make.
Publix has a good bakery.
He's going to make like welding money there.
Yeah, but I mean. Again, don't get me wrong here, but are the Publix bakers going to college for bakery stuff?
That's a good question.
No hate with that.
I don't think the
deli workers went to delicatessen youth.
You
just have to be able to make a good cake.
All right, it says this baker's making $30 million this year. That's Baker Mayfield. All right, hold on. Let me look up another
Baker
one.
Baker Mayfield.
It was a different baker. Oh, man.
Well, I think it's more of an artist than... You know,
the median wage for bakers in the United States $34,000.
He's going to make way more than that welding.
Yep.
Let's check that. Then.
Everybody needs a welder. Pipe, arc, MIG, TIG, like you said.
What is
the bridal industry is pretty interesting. Hey, if that's what he wants to get.
$46,000. Not by much, but he's still entry level $35,000 a year for welders. Good Lord, that's more than I made my first year here. That's no joke.
How many times have you ordered a cake?
I should have been a welder. Damn.
Right.
I could have had sunglasses on all the time when I had the mask on. I just wear the mask everywhere.
Arc welding.
You can have a wonky eye now.
I hear if you do deep sea welding.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of money, like fixing bridges under the bottom part.
Yeah. Cutting pieces of the Titanic off and stuff.
That's money.
Yeah, but look, it's not. It's like that thing I mentioned earlier. The thing was, if money wasn't a thing, what would you do for a job? And most of us said nothing. Like, why would you have a job?
Wouldn't have
but,
to.
Like, you. How old a boy is he, if I may ask? We don't want to say his name or anything.
Yeah.
His age?
He's 21.
Okay. It's going to change humpteen times. Uh-huh. I mean, what he wants to do. If I was doing what I was going to do at 21, I would be working in marketing for the Atlanta Braves. Didn't turn out that way.
Is this a situation where Dad on the phone's got to hold a spot for him that might not always be there?
Well, I mean, I'm looking out for him. That's for sure. But it's strange to me. You know, he does have this path he said he wanted to be in the trades, and then when he said he wanted to be a welder, I was like, great, because I can help tutor him and, you know, teach him and tell him what I know. But now he turns and says to me, my passion is desserts. And I don't even know how to handle that. I don't know what
to
do.
I told my grandma that when I was eight.
Hey. You have the evidence to back it up.
I do. I have the diabetes to prove it.
I bake, but I do it for fun.
Yeah,
not right. For a career.
Right.
So maybe you can sway him and just say, hey, stick with welding as a career and then bake on your
But he
free
doesn't
time.
Want to. He's a grown man. Like, I mean, so he wants to do it. He may not do it. Or you could say, hey, you already what, halfway to the degree or whatever? Yeah. Like, maybe do that, and then you can do your cake stuff on the side.
Yeah, go ahead and finish it.
Yeah, you're going to need a side hustle anyway.
Go ahead and do both.
Pick one of them and do both. It could be the welding baker. The baked welder. Well, you don't want that. Most of them are already baked.
Well, the other question is, it becomes the dad wanting money for bake school or whatever. Like, you going to give it to him?
I got to be convinced. I just don't quite understand, especially since he's spent his time doing this. He knows what he's doing. He's good at it. I just think he's fighting a battle right now that he doesn't quite understand. So I'm
or
just trying to help him.
Are you fighting the battle?
Maybe. I don't know. You know?
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Go check it out. Your neighborhood apple farm.
I don't know if you eat. Cow lips or.
My daddy ate cow brains.
They're a delicacy in some countries.
Yeah. Ate brains and eggs.
Why?
Lived in Appalachia. I mean, it was.
I couldn't imagine what that would smell like.
I don't know. Like,
oh my God.
Like, that was an order too. Like at a restaurant, like they served brains. I mean, but don't you also like snarl when I say I like chicken livers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it goes. God. Man, they're great.
I know a guy who almost died from them, and the place he got them from is still open.
How? Food poisoning?
Why do you? Yeah,
yeah, they're still slinging them.
Well, I mean,
and the smell.
I've eaten them a bunch and never had any issues.
Oh, this is old school. He would use them for bait, and he would eat them if you didn't fish with them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he said he'd catch anything off of livers.
Oh God, catfish, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but brains. That was just always weird.
Can you even get them? I don't think you can get them right. I can't go to the grocery store and get brains, I don't think.
No, you got to go to I don't even know if you go to a butcher shop and buy those. You got to go way out in the country, probably.
They don't hang them in the grocery store. You can go by and just get them.
Brains?
Yeah.
Hanging brains?
Sure they are, right? Like, you just walk in there and say, look.
I went into Publix and they were hanging brains. What?
I want a 2-pound brain, please.
What do you mean? The barn door was open? What do you mean?
I don't know if that ever caught on past a certain generation.
Let me tell you about my final destination thing. And I promise I'm not like over embellishing that for a fun radio story. And I'm not good at judging distances, but how far would you say it is me to this wall right here, Paige? Me here to that wall there.
Maybe like 6 feet.
Okay. Well, it would have been a little further away than that then.
That's a 10, maybe?
Okay.
12?
That's probably about right then.
Okay.
It's like 13, too. Let's get the iPhone out.
Paige is sitting halfway to the wall, so that maybe that's why we'll...
Like, I'm 6'1", and if you stretch me out, I ain't
going to... No way.
I ain't coming close to the wall.
You wouldn't be fat then, though, oddly enough.
You stretch it out.
You'd be tall boy then.
That's what they told us.
They named garbage trash bags after you.
That's what they told us to eat his kids. He's going to grow anyway.
Yeah, drink all that milk. I'm drinking Yoo-Hoo. Does that count? So I'm going. It was early on Saturday. It was so hard to figure out what day it was over the weekend, over the time off and everything. Like, literally, at one point yesterday, I was like, it's Sunday, right? It's Sunday, right? So I'm on the way to the farm. It was early. You got a little bit of the nice morning fog going or whatever.
What's up, fog?
You know how you look up the road a little bit and you're an alert driver. You're looking ahead, and I see either a squirrel or a rabbit. I'm not sure. Scamper across the road. I was like, oh, okay. Then, right, so you got to think, now I'm driving, so that 12 to 15 feet now reduced to about 8 feet. Okay. Then I said it was a raccoon. Fatboy said it was probably more like a cat, because a raccoon probably would not be that agile in running across the road.
I mean, I've seen a lot of fat ones lately. I don't think they would be.
So maybe it was a squirrel or rabbit getting chased by a cat or a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm about 3 foot.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
I am serious as a heart attack right now. 3 foot from the crossing path. So the squirrel or... What did I say the first thing was? Squirrel or rabbit?
Rabbit.
Was getting chased by the raccoon or cat.
Uh-huh.
Was getting chased by a freaking deer. Like a buck. And
What?
S you not. 3 feet right across in front of my car. God.
They're all chasing each other?
Each other through the woods. It was...
Are they running in panic? Because something was chasing
them? Dude, I was thinking, like, did aliens just land over there? Like, in a horrific doomsday movie.
Fire
like,
in the woods.
All the animals run or whatever. They're probably throwing up another subdivision is what it is. They're taking all their homes.
It's like Benny Hill where they go through the doors back and forth.
But, or Scooby-Doo where they'd go in one door and come down the other one, down the other end of the hall. I was like, God, what's next? Is a freaking yak going to come run across the road after the... And I cannot tell you how it went from, uh-oh, caution, squirrel or rabbit, to, uh-oh, good job, you're a driver, dude. You almost just took out a cat or a raccoon. But another, I'm telling you, 5 seconds away, that deer would have collided with my vehicle.
Oh, that would have been bad.
And you know what?
You would have seen what was chasing the deer, and you don't want to be on the other side of that.
I pulled over on the side of the road to check my underwear.
You should always do that anyway.
Well, you put on clean ones.
Did you see a guy chasing the naked guy chasing the deer with a handful
with,
of lube?
With a bow in his hand?
Was he a Yeti?
No. It was literally a deer. I pulled over on the side of the road because my heart was just like, oh, caution. Oh, wow, real caution to, oh, my God. Now, I don't think that deer would have, went through my car or anything like that. It would have caused a major accident, though. But the first thing I thought of was old, am I boring you right now? You sleeping?
No. No.
Get some sleep.
Right now?
Take a snooze.
Snooze.
No.
I know what you drive, and that would have been major damage.
It would have been major damage, but it was also, I thought of Frank from American Pickers. That was like, he died earlier this year, a little short bearded guy, but he had a stroke because he was riding his motorcycle, and the same thing happened. A deer crossed the road at the same time, and the deer won. And then it just messed him up. To no end. I've never had that close of a... I don't know. It was just a nature scene that was just real, real pretty until wham.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, there have been stories of
nobody's going to ask, did I check my underwear?
Did you check your panties?
I peed a little bit. Oh. I'm not wearing panties. Why would you emasculate me like that?
I just assumed. That's what
I am into punishing you now. What about it?
I just assumed.
It changes mine.
Well, what do you call them? Underpants. Underwear.
Yeah, I've never seen that
before. It'll make you climb the pole in Chesney and pull that flag down.
You go sit up there until you finish. But I've heard stories
you
of people
your britches.
That have had motorcycle accidents with deer.
That would be horrible, though.
Either the horns crack their helmet or, something worse.
Or just, I was thinking about, it would have killed the deer, but it would have caused major, major damage. Major damage. I mean, it was a big old, I don't know how many people are texting how many points it was. I got to count with my fingers, so I didn't have the time. It was the closest thing I can think about in scary driving times was when I was in first year of college, and I was taking these two girls home. And it doesn't say now that, not to my house. I was taking them home to their house.
Okay. Well, you were being a nice
person. Well, one of them was my buddy's girl. And yeah, I was trying to mack on the second one, but she was having none of it. Mm. But anyway, it had started snowing at the party, and I'm taking them down, go to their house. And she was staying with the one girl, and it's going down Stallings Road, and it starts to snow. And there's this it's not a four-way, it's a two-way stop. And as I cross over that area, water had been leaking from a main. That whole intersection was ice. And I literally start going sideways down Saluda Dam Road, Stallings Road, backwards and then completely around. Did a complete 360.
I don't know if you're saying man or the way Mexicans say man, but either way.
Man, which one?
Did you...
Man? Main?
The main.
They don't say main. Water main. Not the... Oh, my God. You think like, people...
God.
Like Gucci main. It's like water main. No, yeah. That's the water man. No, a water main.
Water main.
What do the kids call it now? The water main. What do you call that? Is it not what it's called?
I think it is.
Okay. You're just saying how sometimes people say man and main.
I had a question about the animal, and I forgot what it was.
Which I'm one? Just, the raccoon or fat cat?
Oh, it's got to come back to me.
Squirrel or rabbit? It was dead.
I think it was about the deer.
Screw off, person on 828 area code. Say, you don't know what the animals are, but you know for sure it was a deer. Sure you wasn't a llama? You spelled that wrong. You put a Yamaha. Moron.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.